Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy. Last week, intern Joe stuck his hand in the mystery box, only to discover a piece of poop, a.k.a. Baby Ruth bar.
That was so tough.
Breezy tried to trick Joe with a frozen coffee mug with spoons inside of it.
I thought it was giving, like, rabbit energy, like a dead rabbit.
It was not at all fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
No, not quite sure what you were going for on that.
I'm not either, so that's all right.
But
it's
Joe
all
guessed
about
it.
Trial and error.
So this morning, Joe brought in two items, one for myself, one for Breezy. And I told him anything goes this morning.
Yeah.
Nothing is off limits. It could be a sponge. It could be somebody's head. I don't care. So Breezy and I will each reach our hand into the mystery box to guess what sick, twisted item Joe is making us touch this morning.
It's so
tough. I have yours out in the hall, Moose, because it's got an odor to it.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I love it already. All right,
it's
go grab that.
So tough.
We're going to start recording here because this is going to go up on our Instagrams. Hi, Moose, Breezy on air, 98 PXY. Rochester. All right, I'm covering my eyes, Joe. You sick, twisted man, you.
You are unwell.
All right.
All right. Move over to the side.
All right, tell me when you guys are ready. I'm going to stick my hand into the box.
What is that? What is that?
You have issues.
Diabolical.
You're just figuring that out now?
I thought I was sick. I was like, if anyone's going to be weird on this show, it's going to be me, okay?
No, I genuinely don't even know what that is. No, like, I'm not kidding.
Are these recording?
Yes, it's recording.
I don't want... Oh, okay. I'm putting my hand in the box.
What? It smells horrid.
What are you feeling, Moose?
What is that?
It's creamy. It's got dude, it's soaking wet. What is that?
Is it white? What?
Yeah, it's really goopy. It's creamy.
God.
It's white.
Did you get this from the bathroom?
No, not exactly.
Did you go to a sperm bank before this?
Oh my God, that's disgusting, Breeze.
That's all I can really see.
Not eat it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in your mouth.
I would not put that in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth. Don't do that.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. This is a nice smell. This smells like something you get out of a men's locker room, like an aftershave, something like that. It's dripping down my arm. Is it aftershave?
It's just a Tuesday.
No.
It's not aftershave.
No. Any other guesses?
It's a liquidy substance. I will say, like,
what would you typically use this for?
Oh,
all sorts of stuff.
Is this something that you
not
would
say for work?
Is this something that you would typically use if you wanted to engage and
what
play with your significant other?
Not me personally.
But whatever you're into, you know.
I mean, if you want to.
Dude, it's running down my wrist. Why is it so liquidy? Wait, I don't want to touch it anymore. Do you see this? It's white. It's creamy. When I said anything goes, I wasn't talking. That's not what I meant, Joe.
I'm like really uncomfortable right now.
I'm so glad this is your last day today.
No, same.
Any guess?
By the smell. Oh.
Is it like a good smell or
I don't
bad
think this
smell?
Is something you should eat.
Correct.
Well,
you should not eat it.
Put your finger in your mouth, so.
Well, you gotta test out all the senses.
Right.
And I'm not gonna lie, I like the smell. This is the smell. I would use this as a cologne. I do not mind the smell. However, it's very liquidy. It's running down my fingertips. It's running down my wrist.
Cute.
Smells good. It's creamy and white. I got a lot of questions. I don't know if I want to touch it anymore. One more. Oh, God, it's all over the
place. One more, for old time's sake. Is it lotion?
Spermicidal lube?
It's lotion. I had microwaved it. It was warm. And then I put ice in it so that it would get warm and cold, but then the ice melted.
You didn't need to do all that, dude.
Sick, twisted individual.
You didn't need to do all that. You could just put it in lotion.
Most. That was crazy.
Okay, Joe, thank you so much.
All right. I guess
it's my is it spermicidal lube? No, it's Cetaphil.
No, not at all. It's just lotion that I put in the microwave and then exploded, and then I put an ice cube in it for no reason. Okay, perfect.
No, it's a vino.
So much.
Okay, Joe.
All right.
Thank you so much. We're going to go over to Breezy because Breezy's going to stick her hand in the box now.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the camera good? Or
yeah, you're all set, okay. Breezy. If you're just joining us, we're playing What's in the Mystery Box. Intern Joe brought in two items, one
and
for me.
Based on what that just happened, I'm genuinely so nervous.
You may want to be gentle with this.
Why do we not have any kind of
is this good?
Napkins?
The camera?
Oh my God, you are twisted, dude. What is that? Breeze, up to you if you want to stick your hand in there. All right, move the box over just a little bit.
Okay,
you're all set. Stick your hand in and God help us.
You want to be gentle.
Wait.
Hold on a second. Are you positive that that's not, you're positive
what?
That's safe?
What's wet? Something's wet. I haven't even, oh, it's the lotion. Okay.
Are you positive that's safe?
Pretty sure.
Was it in the microwave?
No.
Nope.
Breeze, go ahead.
What the
almost needing to use the dump button.
Oh, man. Breezy's hand is in.
Oh, my God. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Breezy. I don't blame you. This is twisted.
Oh, my God. My hand's wet. We said no liquids.
Dad, yeah, there's a lot of liquid in that.
We didn't say no liquids. We said anything goes.
Go ahead, Breezy. Just all the way in. There's contents.
Wait. Why is it spongy? What is it?
That's what you're here to guess.
It's so slimy.
That's just.
Is it rabbit poop?
From my angle, I can't determine what's in that cup of water. I can't determine what's in there.
Okay, can I show you?
Yeah. All right, take a guess at what you think that gushy thing is in your hand.
I'm going to smell my hand. It smells like watermelon. Wait. It
smells like watermelon.
Well, I don't eat fruit that often, so I'm not.
Breezy, take a guess at what that could be.
Gosh, I pray, I hope it's candy because I'm fondling it right now.
What kind?
Candy soaked in water. Oh. I hope I'm like cleaning myself off in the glass. That's probably not even water. It's probably pee. I think it's like a gummy, gummy soaked in hopefully water.
I think that's what that is. Is that what that is?
It's soaked in seltzer water.
Oh my God, dude, you really went all out this.
Oh yeah, it is a watermelon. All right. It's well,
you put a gummy watermelon inside seltzer water in a cup within the mystery box.
Yep. And put it in the microwave.
No.
Constantly using the microwave. Joe.
You are a sick, twisted individual, my friend.
All right, so Breezy.
When I put my hand in the water, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I felt the gushy stuff, and I was like, okay, I don't like this anymore. Let's cut the show.
This would be a really great game to play over the holidays with the family.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about you. You're never playing this game again. That was it. So, spermicidal lube, and then...
It was not that. It was
I don't know.
Watermelon gushers in a glass of water with seltzer that was thrown in the microwave.
It was Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
All right. Actually, one of my faves. Throw me one of those bad boys.
Let me try it. Hold on. Oh, my God.
I'll throw some of those.
Yeah, let me give it a little taste tester.
Oh!